Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Welcome to the Move the Sticks podcast, live on location, Indianapolis, NFL Scouting Combine. Here with my man, Lance Z, the man who knows all things about every prospect that is in this class, which is really amazing to think about all the dudes and all the guys. So we're at it. Last night, we had an opportunity to see the defensive line and the linebackers work out. And man, Lance, like, you talk about the athletes that now are playing on the front seven of defenses across the country. Amazing athletes, decathletes that we're seeing. What were your general overall impressions of the workouts that we saw last night?
Well, we'll get through the speed stuff in just a second, because I think that's a little bit of a different conversation. But in general, big, athletic. I mean, you look at Lucas Van Ness run through drills on a field followed by Keon White, and it's like, guys who look like that should not be that smooth in the field. That's one of the first things. Then you see how Lucas Van Ness tested. Not, I knew he was going to be a good tester, but you just see the numbers, and it's crazy. Aiden Hutchinson was a great tester. We know J.J. Watt was a great tester. Mario Williams way back in the day. Jadeveon Clowney. Those all happen to be, you know, Houston Texans who they drafted, those kind of amazing testers. But these guys out here, it's becoming more of the norm. I thought Jalen Redmond had a really good day testing.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, I thought Bucky tested well, and they're just more fluid and more athletic. And you're a fan of all sports. So we see it in basketball. I'm a Jordan head. Okay. In Jordan, I trust. But with that said, I recognize the game of basketball is a more athletic game now. The game of football is becoming a more athletic game across the board.
So I had a conversation before I came over to the stadium yesterday. I bumped into John Fox, former head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Denver Broncos, and Chicago Bears, respectively. And we worked together at Carolina, so we had a chance to kind of catch up and reminisce. But we were talking about football, and I was like, what's the one thing that stands out? And he said the number one mismatch in football is the defensive line versus the offensive line. You're talking about 4'6 athletes dealing with guys that are running maybe 5'0, 5'2, 5'4, 40s on the offensive line. And that you don't have a chance to be able to block these guys. And so a lot of the times when we're talking about the struggles of the offensive line, it's not necessarily the offensive line. It's the superheroes that we're now seeing on the front line make it nearly impossible to block these guys based on the personnel that you have on offense and what you're putting in the trenches.
You know, we talked about this. Rhett Lewis gave us this little nugget while we were getting ready. Of the 60 DBs that are here, only 20 of them are sub 6 feet. Yeah. And you made a point that finally the switch has been made from wide receiver to cornerback. Well, in defense, it's always been if you go get the quarterback, you're on defense, even if you're one size, you know, and your offensive line, you're the same size. Well, the best athletes are going now to defense. And I'm not sure that's ever going to change. The only time it changes, we do see it happen. I shouldn't say that. We see defensive players become offensive linemen and good ones, but it's a very small percentage of that happening.
Yeah, and see what happens is the guys that fail at defensive line,
that's when
those are the ones that are, hey, yeah, you need to go over to the other line, put on the white jersey. You can be an offensive lineman. We'll give you a different number. You can go from that single-digit number 9 that you have to wearing 73, and we're going to put you in a little kick slot and do those things. That's what we're seeing, and so the game has just changed so much, and I think this has really been a great exhibition for us to see the athletes that are playing on this side. So just in thinking about that, right out the gate, who's the biggest winner? Who won yesterday with their work at the defensive line?
I mean, it's got to be Nolan Smith, right? Are we going to call him? We can call him Edge. He won in the group. I mean, if we want to go pure D-line, I would say Lucas Van Ness.
Okay, so let's start on Nolan Smith because I think it's hard because you're doing all these profiles. I'm doing these top five lists or whatever, and the game is so fluid now that I didn't have a category to fit Nolan Smith in. I couldn't necessarily put him at edge. I couldn't put him with
he's
my linebackers.
He's not a true edge, I don't think.
He's kind of that twix in between. But now the conversation becomes about what do you do with an athlete like that? An athlete that runs sub 4.4, verticals 41, has these crazy broad jumps and all these other numbers.
He's Saquon Barkley workout is what
I mean, like, what do you do with him? Because now you'll see, and we don't live for mock drafts or whatever, but now everyone is going to throw Nolan Smith in the first round of the mock draft. But when you watch him on tape, who is he and what is he?
Yeah, I think he's very, you know, it's funny. He is a tough run defender. Even at 230 some odd pounds, he punches above his weight class at the point of attack. But what's weird is for a guy with that kind of explosiveness and that kind of speed, he's not a great pass rusher. Like, he's not a super explosive, consistent pass rusher. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, okay, well, naturally the thought is going to be playing 3-4 outside linebacker, but and I do see actually the run defense. And usually you'd say, okay, we might make him a DPR, designated pass rusher. To me, Bucky, my thought is I'm going to put him at, you know, at an off-ball linebacker spot, and I'm going to let him run, chase, hit. Because I know he's physical. I know he can step downhill, take on blocks. But you're right. I don't really have a great answer for you because I'm not really sure. He doesn't fit the profile of this or the profile of this cleanly just yet.
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none. And the thing will be for some of the coaches that are in attendance and their first exposure to Nolan Smith is what they saw. You'll now have these muddy meetings.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have the meetings where the coach is like, oh, I can get this out of him. I can do this. We bring him here. I got a plan to do that. But the film may not back that up. And we're already hearing people talk about Georgia defensive players and, hey, you can't worry about their production because the defense is so good and those things. But it's really hard to go all in on a player where you don't have the numbers to go with the athletic displays that you see in the combine.
Yeah, Trayvon Walker went first, and he didn't have the pass rush production and really didn't rush the passer great this year. I think it's going to be and that's why I wasn't, you know, I didn't have him as the top 10 type player in my reports. But, and Nolan, you know, full disclosure, I've got a 62 grade, a high 62 on Nolan Smith. That's a 2-3. Now, I'm obviously going to project him probably one when it comes to the mock because I'm not stupid. I think a team probably is going to take that kind of athlete first. He's also got phenomenal personal character.
Yeah.
He's incredibly charismatic. There's so many checks across the board in his favor. Just I wish he had a little bit better rush. But figuring out what to do. But then again, Bucky, you know, the idea of tweener, one team's tweener is another team's hybrid.
Yeah.
And if you can find a hybrid guy, oh, people love hybrids. They just don't know if they love tweeners. So I think he's going to be an interesting one. I'm not sure also about Lucas. Lucas Van Ness had an incredible workout. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to want him to be the next J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
Or Aiden Hutchinson, T.J. Watt.
Give him all the white pass first.
Yeah,
all the white pass. That's
the league. You know how it works.
He's going to remind me of a young Aaron Kampman. Yeah. Whatever it is. That
you know what? I see Grant Wistrom. So that's young Aaron Kampman. That's how the game was played in our space when it comes to comps. But the reality is, I actually think he's going to get even bigger. I think he's going to get up into the 290, mm-hmm. some odd range. I mean, if this were the old school, even the odd fronts where it's a clear, you know, five, nose, five, and you got two outside linebackers. Yeah. If it's like that, I'm sticking them at five technique, and I'm letting them go to work from there. But I think in today's NFL, the idea is put your most explosive guy on the edge. He's just not there yet from a skill standpoint. So, but his workout was bananas. And to your point, let's go look at the guys who have to block him tackles. Go find your best three cone drill and short shuttle. Now go look at, you know, he's going to be up around, I think, 285 to 290 when it's all said and done. Lucas Van Ness, they won't even be close. Go take the third best workout guy from the D tackle group and do it against the best guard guy. And it's not, those short area numbers aren't even going to be remotely close.
No, they won't be close. And it's just a different level of athleticism that we'll see with those guys. Van Ness to me was amazing. I was a little bullish on him coming in. Certainly I'm impacted by the product that Iowa typically produces, mm-hmm. When it comes to the athletes and those things, which is funny to think about Iowa being a bit of a factory when it comes to producing top 10 athletes, but he certainly qualifies. And I had a conversation with the director of a team prior to him working out. He's like, man, I don't get the hype. I don't see the athleticism. I don't see these things. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a try hard player and all that, but now he's kind of debunked some of those narratives in terms of just his athleticism. It may not translate into production.
It doesn't always translate, you know, on the field either.
It doesn't. And so, you know, for a guy like that, like he is now squarely and firmly in the conversation as a first round guy when we talk about the mock draft space. But when you look at the tape and you wonder, okay, what can he be? You're hoping, you know, we'll continue to keep it Trey Hendrickson type pass rush.
Sam Hubbard.
Sam Hubbard. Yeah, but no, nah, like, so he's going to have a chance.
Hendrickson actually is not a bad guy to aspire to. I want to ask you about this. So what do you do when you work for teams and you're a scout? Like for me, I personally don't really care as much about what it looks like from a testing standpoint. I just want to see your numbers. I do care about the numbers. Yeah. Did you want to see what guys look like opening up and running the 40-yard dash as a defensive lineman and linebacker? Did you want to see them vertical? Do you want to see them in three cone? Like, do you care about how they look in those drills, or you just like the numbers?
I mean, I kind of care like about how they look, because I'm more concerned with like those numbers are the thing. Like the one thing that I can tell you, and this always translates, guys who jump high, run fast. Like it, and it just bears out. I'm looking at like a guy like Brian Young, 4.43 in the 40, 38-inch vertical, yada, yada, yada. It always marries. You think about Nolan Smith, 41-inch vertical, 4.39. Like those things always go, because it's the same trace. It's hip explosion. Mm-hmm. It's lower body explosiveness and those things. What I really care about more so than the 40 and those things, I want to see how they go through the bags.
Now that's what I
because
care
about. It's muddy playing at the line of scrimmage. How do you work and maneuver in and around the trash? Do you have the balance and body control? Can you stop and start, change direction, and do those things? I'm more concerned about that. So I get more from the bag drills and same. Some of the things where they move around, the wave drill and all that, as opposed to, hey, man, this dude runs fast in a straight line. He did a great job with the shuttles. Yes, it matters, but I'm more about like, hey, what does it look like? How does it feel? Can you see him and sense that he's going to be an upper end athlete as a defensive line?
So I know, you know, we live in a time that's very sensitive, where people are sensitive to this and that. And sometimes the idea of staring at men and what they look like and the lower body and the upper body. And I get that there's some people who are sensitive to that. that. But I'm curious about what your thoughts are. You know, when I see a guy who looks the part, I've always been taught there are certain guys who look the part and mm-hmm. there are other guys who don't. And a lot of times that's translatable. You know, you see Will Anderson. I mean, he looks the part when you see him physically. How much do you care about, I think I know the answer, but how much do you care about seeing what these guys look like in the shorts and the shirts in terms of the musculation, how they're built? Does it tell you how they work out? Some of it's just genetic, obviously, mm-hmm. but does it matter? It matters for me, the body composition. How much does it matter to you to see them like that?
Oh, it matters to me because I want the beauty pageant.
Yeah.
I want to win the beauty pageant. I want to show up with the hottest date. Mm-hmm. I want to show up with the
they're team usually good looks, players too, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, the team that looks like that. We talk about how does your team look when it gets off the bus? Mm-hmm. We've been at these games where you're going to see like a top college matchup, you go to the bowl game, then you walk out for pregame, you see one team run out, you're like, ooh. And then you see the other team. Mm-hmm. And they don't look physically as imposing as that team. And there's this old saying, like Bill Parcells, Nick Saban, and those guys, there's a reason why you have weight classes in boxing matches. You want the bigger, faster, stronger squad. Heavyweights knock out middleweights. Mm-hmm. It's been proven time and time again. So I want the team that looks the part, that's heavier, that's denser, and they're more explosive because over time, we're going to wear you down.
Yeah, it's no different than UFC and boxing and anything that's a contact sport. You want that the density. The compact frames, I mean, you can be long-limbed, but that's why traits are so important. And, you know, a big one in the NFL circles, and for some teams, other teams haven't really caught up with it, but lean muscle mass, getting the lean muscle mass numbers on guys from the DEXA scan or the BOD pods is huge for some teams.
Yeah, it's huge, and I don't want to body shame anybody, but, like, look, man, no fat guys. Like, I have a thing on my squad. No fatties. We don't want any fat guys.
You'd be great with the Colts.
Yeah, we want to be fit. We want to make sure that when we come out, we look the part. And like, if you think about all the sports and the teams or whatever, like, there's something culturally when it comes to, hey, we want to be a fit, conditioned team.
Look at San Francisco's defensive front.
Oh, man, just look at how they wear you down. They just whoop uh-huh. you. They wear you
look
down.
Look at all those guys on the front.
I mean, what was the mark? Teams that played San Francisco, I think they were winless in the games following them.
Right.
Because of the physicality and the brutality.
Alabama does that in college.
I mean, that's what Georgia. They do. Like, they, you play us, you're in for a long day. You're not only in for a long day, it's going to take you a long time to recover from that whooping that we put on you.
Well, and that's why when we do the mock drafts, you know, sometimes there will be numbers, there will be names that pop up and people are like, what, where'd this come from? But that's why Keon White gets put into a first round.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, that's why he gets put in there. That's why DJ has Lucas Van Ness where he has him, because those guys, historically, if you look, they go. They go in the first round. People love traits and explosiveness.
Well, you love traits. So in the evaluation business, what you're trying to do is, it's not necessarily about finding guys. It's about eliminating guys.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to do over time, because we're in such an analytical era, we are trying to play the odds. Mm-hmm. You're trying to mitigate the risk by playing the odds. And over time, the NFL has a history of what plays and what plays at a high level in this league. And the odds suggest guys that hit certain benchmarks in certain areas, whether it's height, weight, length, whether it's speed, explosiveness, all that, they play. Mm-hmm. And so you may have an outlier, but if I'm doing this and we're really thinking about it, I don't want to waste my time chasing outliers. I'll play the odds and say, hey, over time, guys with these traits play. So let's focus on making sure that we have guys with those
traits. The old saying is, if you make too many exceptions, you have a team full of exceptions. And so that's why we have to have these conversations about Bryce Young. It is important. That's why a conversation about Kalijah Kansi.
Oh,
we already did it with Ed Oliver.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Kalijah Kansi, okay, terrific day working out. He's very fast. Body type, he's thick in his lowers. He's got a little different body type. When I watch him on tape, I love everything about the tape. I see how, and for me, it's one of those things where as long as he can hit home runs, Bucky, I'm okay with some strikeouts.
Yeah.
But you got to hit home runs. So how you use him, me personally, I already have a plan for him. If I draft him, I want a one down defensive lineman. It's a plugger. I want to try to get to second nine, and then here he comes. As soon as you get behind the chains, my man's coming in.
He's a designated hitter. He comes running out of the dugout to make sure that he gets.
But he's 285 and he's 6'1".
Yeah, he's 6'1", 285. You don't see a lot of that. And people will say, well, hey, you know, Aaron Donald. Well, hey, understand this with Aaron Donald.
Chasing a unicorn there.
He had years of disruptive production at Pittsburgh that you can see. We saw him completely dominate the competition at the Senior Bowl. And even with him, 12th overall pick, it still took time for people to kind of get comfortable with a short, undersized defensive tackle being able to do it at a high level in the league. And so we can't see. He's terrific. And you see on tape, like watching this year's tape, you see the movement skills, first step quickness. If he plays in a system that allows him to play on the move, where he can angle and stunt and do those things, his arm over. Man, his first step quickness and arm over, great. But in the National Football League, with those guys, they have longer arms.
They're bigger and longer.
They're bigger and faster. And the traffic in the neighborhood is a little tighter between that guard center gap, because those guys understand, oh, I see you trying to get in this crease. Here we go. We're going to throw this left jab at you. Boom. Mm-hmm. And stone you. Does he have enough special traits to overcome the height deficiency?
Yeah, you have to have a plan, as you mentioned. It has to be the right scheme. You got to get in the gaps, things like that. So, but it's interesting because there is a bunch of exceptions that are in this draft, an unusually high amount. And here's something else. You know, when it comes to Kansas, I think you're always looking for, well, who was the last guy? So the last guy was Ed Oliver. I think Ed Oliver benefited from Aaron Donald, right?
Yes.
So he got a little push. Ed hasn't been as productive, so that may hurt Kalijah Kansi a little bit. I think he's going to get into the first round after this workout, but only for certain teams will have him off the board, and other teams will say, you know, I'm curious if there's a team willing to give him a look as like Daquan Bowers, right? As like a 4'3", now he'd be a short arm guy, and he's 6'1", so he doesn't have length, but would you be willing to put him in first down, play him on the edge as a base guy on the edge, and then bump him down in passing downs?
Yeah, maybe. I think the big thing for him is his ability to show people that he can kind of stack and hold his own against those big guys. From an explosive standpoint, he has all the stuff to be able to be a disruptive presence. But yeah, like finding a home for him, that's going to be big. And so when people begin to project him as a first-round pick, one, does the body of work equate to what a first-round pick typically delivers? What do you have, 7.5, 8.5 sacks this year? I mean, it's fine. Did he have it over multiple years? What is he able to do?
Yeah, ton of pressures.
Yeah, ton of pressure. So a lot of it is, number one thing, fit in scheme. How does he fit within the scheme that you're going to run? And are you okay with a guy that's a bit of an outlier at the position? That's the conversation.
Here's what I don't get. So there were some players who did not, D-linemen and linebackers who did not run yesterday. And some of them, you know, maybe have legitimate physical stuff. But, like, why is Drew Sanders not running, but he is playing in – he's going through all the drills on the field, and he did everything else. He jumped, but he doesn't run. To me, even if I have to limp, you know how fast this track is. It's at least 0.7 faster than the old track, at least. Oh, that's what
fast.
I've heard Atlanta Lakers guys say.
Yeah, it's fast.
They add 0.7 every run. Every run gets a 0.7. Why would you not run here? And if you don't like your time, run again at the pro day. But if you like it, you're done. You're in. And
I don't know, man. You know,
Jack Campbell got under a 4.7 yesterday, Bucky.
He made some money.
Because he was out here, and the rest of his workout was great.
Yeah.
But he's on this fast track. He beat the magic 4.7 mark on this track. He doesn't have to run now at pro day.
Look, man, you play cards, you gamble a little bit. Scared money don't make none. And so sometimes you got to put yourself on display on this track, let everyone see the explosiveness and those things. But let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk about the standout linebackers that worked out yesterday.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Lance, so we come back and we're going to talk about the linebacker position. And, you know, the funny thing about linebackers, some teams don't value linebackers early in the draft because they don't feel like they can get the bang for the buck. But what we're seeing from these linebackers, there's a completely different animal that is now playing the linebacker position. So let's just talk about linebackers. And immediately, the first name that we have to discuss, Will Anderson, because he was listed as linebacker, worked out at linebacker. What did you see from the Alabama standout?
Looked fine in the drill. You know, he ran once. He was in the 4.6s and like 4.67. Well, I think that was unofficial. I'm not sure what the official time was, but then he shut it down after that. Okay, I thought he looked fine in the drills. Fine on the bags. Nothing that stood out as like wow, or nothing that said ooh. Neither one of those is. I'm still the same on Will Anderson. That's fine. Deion Hanley, I got to tell you, I'm missing on my evaluation of him. I'll just tell you point blank. I've already had to make some changes after the Senior Bowl. The way he's moving out here, this guy, I watched him, and I think too much of my evaluation came from the Oregon game early in the year. And you have to be careful about your, because I wanted to see him against that competition against, you know, Oregon and their front, their offensive line. But the fact is, sometimes you just have to wait until the end of the year because guys just get better. And I think Deion Hanley, I was too low on him. I love the way he moves out here. I liked watching him at Senior Bowl. I like the body type. I like the speed. I like everything about him.
Yeah, so we talk about a guy that moves like that and is very active and those things. And some of what we're doing when it comes to evaluating people at the combine is just pure projection part of it, because there's a belief that if you have a great athlete, a great ball of clay, you can mold the player into what you want him to be. The problem is you also have to see enough flashes on tape, instincts, awareness, key and diagnose, all of those
like
things.
Like Owen Papo, I just don't see the instincts at all, but he worked out like a maniac.
What is going on down in Auburn? When
30 reps and a 4.39, but just like you said, that's not going to sway me too much because I don't see the instincts and the eyes on tape.
No, you don't see the instincts and eyes, but the next conversation now goes to the special teams coach,
yeah,
who has gathered all the numbers, is looking at the spreadsheet. He's like, okay, here are my cover teams. Mm-hmm. Here's my guy that can go down on kickoffs, my guy that can cover on punt return and do those things, so that gives him a chance. What about one of the top linebackers, Trenton Simpson, mm-hmm, from Clemson? 4.43, in the 40, super explosive athlete, and we knew that.
Yeah.
Did it change anything for you in terms of what you thought about him?
He's another eyes guy for me. You know, that my concern isn't, is he quick enough? My concern is, does he see it well? So the athletic piece, I already have my athletic. Yeah, you concern you. So I got the tape, I got the physical profile, and I got the athletic. I already knew the physical and athletic. I wasn't. So this doesn't change the tape. Nothing out here changed. Now, Jalen Redmond, a defensive lineman, just to go back to him for a second. Jalen Redmond's the guy that I wrote. If somebody point out, I wrote up below average athlete, and then he crushes the combine. Well, I got to go change that line. Like, I'm going to change that line today. I'm not going to let those receipts stay out there too long, Bucky. I'm going to go get that changed. But that's why this is here. You know, it makes me go back like, okay, was there an injury? Like, why? So that was something where the athletic piece is now changing a little bit for me in the profile of what I have with him. So I may go back and go watch some more tape and maybe reassess. That's why the combine, that's a good thing about the combine, though. It helps me. I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to be accurate. So if that helps me be more accurate, that's good.
Yeah, it is all about trying to be the accuracy. And that is what this testing is really for, is to give us a baseline assessment on where you are athletically. So when we have those conversations in meeting, hey man, you got some stuff to back up what you may say about a player being an athlete, an explosive player, et cetera, et cetera. Let's say it. Okay, so we're taping this before today's workouts where we got the DBs. Give me a name or two. Give me somebody that you're excited to see.
Oh, we go time machine. So I'm going to go time machine. I'm going all the way forward on my time machine. And I'm going to say DJ Turner from Michigan and Christian Gonzalez. I think those are going to be the two most explosive testers in the cornerback group. And I really want to see Jair Brown, too. I think Jair Brown is going to run a fast time from Penn State.
Oh, you mean Jair Brown. I think they call him the Takeaway King.
Oh.
The Takeaway King. His nickname is Tig, as in Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. But he has changed his name to the Takeaway King.
Oh.
Because you talk about 10 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles. And he has always been able to do it at a high level. I say he was a good basketball player, jumping into passing lanes and stealing balls. I'm going to give you two names. I'm going to give you Kelee Ringo from Georgia, junior Olympic world-class sprinter. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a guy from the West Coast. How about Clark Phillips from Utah?
How's he going to run? Is he going to run?
I think if
can he go?
He does run. He got some gas.
Okay.
If he does run, he has some gas.
He's a strong, tough dude.
Yeah, tough dude. I think he might be the best nickel corner that we'll see in terms of stature. Big-time player. So that's it in terms of previewing stuff on the Move to Six podcast. Make sure you come back mañana. We're going to talk all about the defensive backs and who showed up and showed out. For me, Lance Z, that's Move to Six podcast. See you next time.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.